Well, I can't mind the name of the camps. It was in the Kildrummy Lumsden border.
They were up Glenlough.
Glenlough. There you go.
Concrete bases, I believe.
Aye, I can. And beautiful green trees up there. Mm-hmm. Aye. No, they came. They took trees out at the top of Braeside. They come down our field and hooked it up no end, which my father was not very happy about, because it took a field. Aye.
And they were Canadians, I think.
Newfoundlanders. Canadians and Newfoundlanders, yes.
And they were all over Scotland, I think.
Yes.
Taking the trees down because they were...
Good. And the beautiful, the log cabins.
Oh.
And they're beautifully built.
Yes.
The log cabins.
How long did they stay?
They were there for a long time. They were there for years.
And are any of them still here? Did any of them marry and stay?
Yes, aye. Clarence Gould married Magdalene McEwen. And Gouldie, the great piper in Huntly, he just died last year, was a son. Sheila Facher married Herb Legg. They're still in Huntly, quite a few of them, the Leggs. For Wood End, Alice Blake. She married. I can't mind his name. Lingard. I can't mind anybody else marrying. But they were up there for quite a few years.
Did they just pitch up of their own accord, or did somebody bring them over to fill a need?
Oh, no, somebody brought them. I think the government brought them across.
And didn't Kenneth McKellar, the singer?
Aye. He was in the forestry, Kenneth McKellar. It was the Kildrummy End, you see, they went to really. They went a lot to the Kildrummy End.
Oh, they went to the Kildrummy End?
Aye.
And Chappie drove them home if they went.
Yes.
And
well,
they
but
took the car.
Chappie drove a taxi, the hotel car. That's right.
And he took them from the car much further up the hill than the hotel said he could.
Yes, that he could. I think he was very kind to them. I think he was very kind to them, I think. The Lumberjills were at Glenkindy. Yes. Because Johnny Coates' wife was a Lumberjill. Gladys? No, what's her name? Age? What was Gladys? Gladys Coates. Johnny Coates married Gladys. She was Gladys, that's right. Did she come for Stirling? Was it?
I think so.
I think. Gladys, aye.
So the Lumberjills were British.
Yes.
Lumberjacks. Well,
they were Canadians and Newfoundlanders.
Yes.
That's right.
A lot of them, I think, in Spain as well.
Yes. Yes. The government would have brought them across.
The Board of Timber Control, I think.
Yes.
And there was folks in some places from British Honduras as well.
We carried milk to them.
Did you? On foot?
Yes. We carried milk. Nothing, we didn't have a bike, I'm sorry. I was near leaving the school before I had a bike. But there were five of us, and they couldn't afford bikes for us.
No.
I'm quite sure they couldn't.
I was the first one to have a bike. When it comes, is that my brother?
Very few. Kathleen was the first one to have a doll, a beautiful doll. She got a bought doll. She had a lovely doll. We had just knitted dolls, And with wooden leaves? And that, but Dad made wooden ones. But Kathleen had a beautiful doll.
And Santa Claus will only go to tell you every year we go to get there's a knuckle in the bottom, a sharp there, pencil sharp there, and a pencil, this.
Sixpence.
And I can only call. I love the call sometimes.
I never got coal. No, I never got coal.
Nowadays,
I got sixpence.
TV.
An orange and an apple and pencil and rubber. Useful things. Yes, we got that. I never got coal, but I got a sixpence. I mean, that was, and it was a fortune. And all Shepherd Ferguson for the Upper Braeside, he used to come and get half a crown. Oh, a fortune. We got half a crown at Christmas. Shepherd Ferguson.
And he gave it to her, and she took it, and she never gave it
back. Donald, and I was Jock. I never got to Sybil. I was Jock, and Edith was Donald. My father, he was a great Catholic, and my father went in the snowy weather kicking to watch. That he got home for the chapel.
Mm-hmm. Never.
Donald Shaw.
Fortune.
A fortune.